Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited tonight, hallelujah, to be back on our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. It's just good, hallelujah, to come before the Lord on tonight. I just give God praise and glory. I magnify his name. Come magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I just want to open up our praise, prayer, and prophecy I want tonight. I just want to open up our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. If we're going to have a short devotion, we're going to have a song, a script, and a prayer. Amen. Hold on just one second.
Oh,
praise is what I do. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 99. Psalms 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou doest establish iniquity. Thou executed judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord, O God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the audience that he gave them. Thou answered them, O Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgave it them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord, O God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. I have just read you Psalms 99 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Father, if we've offended anyone, Lord, in any kind of way, Father, we ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you tonight if we've hurt anyone, Lord, if we've caused anyone to stumble on tonight, we ask your forgiveness now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, asking you to search our hearts, our minds, in our spirit. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, Father, we ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind tonight. I just come praising you. We come thanking you, Lord. We come magnifying your holy name. We come lifting your name up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just love you tonight, Lord. We love you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to bind up the strong man tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind the strong man in the name of Jesus over and against this radio broadcast, Lord. I ask you tonight to take over and take control, Lord. Let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and praise your name, and lift your name up, and minister to your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight. I praise your holy name. I magnify your name on tonight. I give your name praise and give your name glory tonight. I'm asking you right now to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100% and minister to your people on tonight. Father, let me lay my will down on tonight. Let me lay my will down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you now, Lord, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Those out in radio land, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. Bless our prayer meeting, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We pray. We ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Amen. I thank and praise God on tonight for all of you. Hallelujah. I give you God praise and glory. Hallelujah. I just thank him tonight. Thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Hallelujah. I just thank him tonight. We're going to get ready. We're going to open up our testimonial part of the service, our miracle report, our praise report, just a shout out for the Lord on tonight. Whatever it is, if it's a prayer request, if you want to pray, whatever it is, we opening it up right now. We're going to start off with a song right now, another song. Hallelujah.
Now, your prayer is first. It's 10 high thousand
Amen. My greater is coming. If it wasn't for the beating and the pressing, I don't know if I'd be ready for the making. I'll tell you what, greater is coming. I just thank and praise God, hallelujah, for pressing me and making me and shaping me and molding me for what he has for me to do. I just thank God on tonight. I just want to just give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to Apostle Dean and his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to say a word for the Lord on tonight. God is a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I thank God on tonight. I thank God that he'll never leave me or forsake me. I thank him tonight. God is a good God. He said, before I call on you, call on me, I will answer you. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God today. He says, seek my face while I may be found. Call upon me while you're near me. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm asking you today, Father, to send a finance and blessings from the north, the south, the east, and the west on today. I give you glory and I give you praise, Father. I just thank you on today. I magnify your name today. You've been awfully good to me. I don't know what else to do. All I can do is just thank you today. And a little old thanks just don't seem like it's enough today. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for the uprising. I thank you for the lying down. I thank you for waking me up every morning, starting me on my way. I give you praise today, Lord. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise today. I give you glory on today. I magnify your name today. I just lift you up, Lord. You're such a good God. You're a great God, a great shepherd, a great king above all kings. I don't know what I would do without you. I can't make it. I can't make it without you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I love you so much, Father. I just love you, Father. I love you. Hallelujah. You love me enough to see your only begotten Son only come out of my son of you. And I give you praise tonight. I give you glory. Hallelujah. You're so worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. You're so worthy to be praised on tonight. I'm telling you, if I had 10,000 tongues, I will praise you, Father, with every one of them. Hallelujah. And it still will not be enough. Hallelujah. You just an awesome God. And I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. If it had not been for the beating and the pressing, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I wouldn't be fit to do what you called me to do. But because of the beating and the pressing, Lord, and the making, Lord, I don't come out of it. I just thank you because greater is coming. Hallelujah. I give you glory and I give you praise on tonight. I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for where you brought me from. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to run on, Lord, and see what the end's going to be, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you today. I just give it up. I surrender all, Lord. Everything that I have is in everything that I am. Everything that I'm going to be is solely because of you. All in me, Kandero. Oh, yes, Lord. And I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful, Lord. I'm so grateful, Father. Yes, I am. I'm so grateful, Lord. You don't have to do what you do for us, Lord. But I'm so grateful tonight. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm so grateful, Lord. And I thank you. I just thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you tonight, Father. I just thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, I could just think myself happy. Yes, because he is so good. Oh, yes, he is. God is so good. God is so good. I thank you for healing my body. I just thank him on tonight. I thank God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have another song. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not an hour of the day, but every moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times.
Now, and we know we need God. I can't do nothing without him. I'm telling you, God is a great God, and I just love God so much. I know I get carried away sometimes, but God is so good. God keeps us day by day. God just keeps us hour by hour. He keeps us minute by minute. God keeps us every day. And I just thank him so much. I have so many things to thank him for. I can just testify for two or three right now. I went to the doctor this week. Hallelujah. I went to the urgent care last week, and they told me I had a bad sinus infection. Went to my doctor this weekend. She told me I had a staph infection. Hallelujah. So bad that my ears were so raw down on the inside. But look at me now. Hallelujah. God knows just what to do, because I went just on my feelings to the urgent care, and she gave me a Z-Pak. But when I went to the doctor, I guess if I hadn't even been treated, I would have been so much worse. But God sent me on to the urgent care, and I just thank and praise God. I don't care. That's why I don't care if my throat is sore and my ears is hurting. I'm going to get right on here and do what God called me to do. I don't really care about this body. I care about being obedient to the Lord. You know I care. You know, God wants us to take care of our bodies, but I'm going to do what God say do. I'm going to stand as long as I can for the Lord. I'm going to press my way in the name of Jesus. And so many other things, hallelujah, so many. I had such a trying time today. I just didn't even think I was going to be able to get on the radio broadcast. But look at God and how he showed up and showed up. I even had to pull over and shed some tears today. But that's all right, because the enemy didn't win. God always wins in the end. I always have victory. And I thank and praise God on today, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. And then my doctor called me in the midst of all of that and told me the test I took, my cholesterol was 268 and something else was 307. And she was saying, you know, you got to sit down and get yourself together. You're doing this and you're doing that. And I'm saying, I wasn't even hearing the lady. I'm telling you. But God, my God, my God, he's my everything, and I know, hallelujah, that he's going to take care of me, because some things happened today. I'm telling you, it wasn't nobody but God. I went somewhere today and didn't even remember going. Hallelujah. I end up there. God, look like God just switched me from one place to another. I just thank God. I looked up. I was sitting in front of the place. I was so upset and distraught today. But God, it's my all and my all. I had to just start praying and just start calling out his promises, what he promised me. See, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. You know, and God, I'm the seed of Abraham. So all of Abraham's blessings are mine. I am healed and spirit filled. Sickness and disease is far from me. I just had to start talking to the enemy today. And I have victory all the time, not some of the time, but all time God gave us victory. Hallelujah. So I praise God, and I thank God on today. Do we have any more testimonies, any praise reports, any miracles report, any just a shout-out for the Lord, any prayer requests? Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God today. This is your hour, your finest hour, if you do. Hallelujah.
Amen. This is Lady Nabia L. from St. Louis. How are you, Apostle?
I'm fine. How are you, Apostle?
Amen. Yes, amen. I'm praying God continue to be with you and that you be encouraged. Amen, because I definitely appreciate you. I know everyone else does. And it just reminds me that we just go through when we are on the battlefield for the Lord. And
yes.
I just never could have suspected that you would be going through anything like that, because you were just on my heart today. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, and I'm sitting up here just asking and trying to hear from the Lord. And, you know, I was told one time that the Lord will lead me without fail. So I just have to remember, we have to remember to know that God got it, no matter what it looked like, no matter what we're going through.
Yes.
So I just wanted to give God praise. I didn't want to let the enemy think that
Lord,
he was defeating me. I have the victory in the name of Jesus. I don't care if I have to sit outside all night long. I don't care if I have to walk or whatever it is. If it's for Jesus, it counts. If it's for the cause of Christ, it counts. And to me, everything I do my whole life is for the glory glory of God. And I'm not, I do all that I can to bring him glory. And I'm in a fight of my life. And I'm in too deep, hallelujah. But that happened when I came out of my mother's womb. And I thank you, thank God for his word, because when you read his word, it corrects your mindset and it keeps the enemy, keeps you from letting the enemy psych you out and mess your head up. Because it was a fight when we came out. But hallelujah, if you read that word, it says, before, hallelujah, you entered your mother's womb, I knew you, hallelujah. If you belong to God and you belong to Christ, he knew you before, and I want him to continue to claim me as he is. So that's why I keep using the opportunity when I can to claim him as mine. He is mine, and I am his, hallelujah, and I'm glad to be in this number. Be encouraged. I love the Lord. I'm so glad to say something for my Lord and Savior, my Redeemer, Jesus Christ. I'm in form of the atmosphere. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I'm going to get all my money, honey. I'm going to have my house as far as Atlanta, because the Lord knows that if anybody needs anything, it's his people, so that we can do the will, so that we can help those who need help and be there and build up his kingdom. Tear down the old waste places and build a new. Amen. And I'm praying for the mantle of Nehemiah, that I can fight while I'm building, and that he would destroy those spirits that try to come against us, the spirit of Tobiah and Haman and, you know, all that, the Python spirit and all these spirits attacking us because we are standing for righteousness and trying to do something for the Lord. So I want to encourage you, and you just go on, and your blessings are yet coming in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess. I thank you for your encouragement. But let me tell you something. I fight the devil in hell himself. I'm telling you, I have to. My husband be saying, "Now look, you got to be still and get some sleep. You're always up praying. You just won't be still." I won't. Oh, he attacks me because I attack him back. Oh, he's going to keep attacking me because I'm going to keep praying back against him. He is not going to have victory over me. I'm not going to stop. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stop. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Hallelujah. I want to just get restocked up. I want to get my guns restocked up. He can't stop me because I got the blood of God, the blood of Jesus in me. My DNA have changed. So he got to bring his A game because I'm a bring man. Hallelujah. I'll be all upset and all messed up. But let me tell you something. When he gets through, I go down on my knees. Hallelujah. And when I come up, my vows be ready again. My guns be ready again. I put my waterfalls on and I keep on fighting and I keep on going. Because if you let that stop you, you are defeated. And I'm not going to be defeated. I'm not going to be denied. I'm not going to be removed. I mean that. In the name of Jesus, the devil in hell can go right on back there. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes I don't feel like it. I don't feel good all this time. I was saying I don't feel good. I don't feel my nose bleeding. Already here I got a staph infection in my head. You know what I'm saying? It's just a mess. But the demon ain't going to stop me because I'm going to praise him. If whatever I got, I'm going to praise him. I don't care. I'm going to praise God, and he's healing me. He's healing me. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I'm testifying today that I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank him today. I got to hold on to him. He told me yesterday to just hold on. Just hold on. I know about cousin Isaba. Just hold on. And I'm holding on to God. I'm holding on to unchanging things. And I thank him today. I thank God today. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you feel like you're standing all by yourself. But I know what I know. I know for myself that it's people around and people praying for me, people standing with me, and I just know that, hallelujah, and I thank God for it. If it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, if it had not been for him, I don't know what I would do. I just don't know sometimes. I said, and I thank God. I thank you for the encouragement. I thank you because, you know, all that you do, it don't seem enough for the Lord, but to you. But when you just try to do something for God, God count it all. He count it all. Hallelujah. And I ain't worried about this world down here. I'm not worried about this worldly stuff. I'm trying to impress God in the name of Jesus. If not, I would have gave this radio broadcast up a long time ago. But I'm telling you now, I'm not doing it for nobody but the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm doing it for God. Hallelujah. I'm doing it for him. Hallelujah. And I thank God today. I don't know who coming, who he's sending, but I'm going to be right here. I'm going to be right here. Hallelujah. Long as he provide me money to pay for this broadcast, I'm going to be right here. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise him on tonight. Is there any more testimonies and prayer requests or praise reports or miracle reports or whatever it is? Is there any more now? Just a shout out to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God, and I thank him again, and I thank him again. I'm going to get ready to, we're going to have another song. Hallelujah. storm is over now. I thank and praise God, because when I tell you it's been a storm for me today, it's been a storm for me today, but it's all right. The storm is over now. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for his mercy endured forever. I thank God on today. I just thank him today. He is such an awesome God, such an awesome God. Is there any more testimonies, a praise report, miracle reports? Just a shout out for the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Is there any prayer requests? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for being here tonight. I want to thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for his grace and mercy. I just thank God for just working things out. Thank God for causing our vision to become more clear. And I just thank God for what he's doing, because there's times that situations look impossible, but we know that all things are possible, God. So we just thank God for, I don't know why, but I just see approved. So I just thank God for what he's doing and how he's turning things around. Thank God for just working it out. I don't know why, but I just see a hand raised and I just see the word approved. So God, I just thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're doing, but you've already done. Thank you, Father. God, I just thank you, Father, for being so faithful. We love you, God. And God, I just thank you. I thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, and I thank you even for giving us new ideas. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for being our keeper. God, I just thank you. And God, I just praise you,
thank you, Lord.
And thank you for this opportunity. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Renee. God bless you. And I thank and praise God for the encouragement today. I've had a trying day, but God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And everything worked out. I got victory.
Mm-hmm.
I have victory. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I just thank and praise God on tonight. It was a fight to the finish. I mean, down to the last standing in the bank at the close of the bank. But I tell you what, God did what he did. And I thank God. I had stress and tests and storms and everything else. And like I told them earlier, in the midst of all that, the doctor was telling me, hollering at me about my cholesterol and my lipids and all this. I'm saying, look, like I can't talk to you right now. I can't, you know, because God is going to do some things in my life. He's healed. I'm already healed. You know, I'm already healed. So I'm not going to worry about that now. But I get back to her tomorrow. I had too much. She was saying too much, and I wasn't paying enough close attention to it anyway, so I got to get back with her on that. But I just thank God that things worked out. Hallelujah. I give God praise and glory for it all. I thank and praise God on tonight. Is there anyone else have a testimony, a prayer request, just a shout-out for the Lord? Anybody? This is your finest hour now. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to pray some warfare prayers, and it won't take me but a few minutes, you know, because a lot of times we don't know, but we need to be praying like this so the enemy won't attack us with stupid stuff. So right now I'm going to renounce some spirits right now. Father, we renounce the spirit of perversion. We renounce the spirit of hatred. We renounce the spirit of anger. We renounce the spirit of unforgiveness. We renounce the spirits of loneliness. We renounce the spirits of fear. We renounce the spirit of disobedience. We renounce the spirit of discouragement. We renounce the spirit of depression and oppression. We renounce the spirits of double-mindedness. We renounce the spirits of masturbation. We renounce the spirits of incubus and succubus. We renounce the marriage-breaking spirit. We renounce the spirit of lust. We renounce the spirit of immoral thinking. We renounce the spirits of fantasy. We renounce the spirits of bitterness. We renounce the spirit of negative thinking in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we repent of any sins in our lives in the name of Jesus that have resulted in a curse. Father, we repent of all disobedience, all rebellion, all perversion, all witchcraft, idolatry, all lust and adultery, all fornication and mistreatment of others, all murdering and cheating and lying and sorcery and divination and occult involvement in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for your forgiveness in the cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We take authority over and break any and every curse upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of poverty tonight. We break all curses of lack. We break all curses of debt. We break all curses of destruction and sickness. We break all curses of debt and vagabondism. We break all curses on our marriages and our families. We break our curses on our children and relationships. We break our curses of rejection and pride and rebellion. We break our curses of lust and hurt and incest and rape. We break our curses of Ahab and Jezebel. We break our curses of fear and insanity. We break our curses of madness and confusion. We break our curses affecting our finances tonight in the name of Jesus. We break our curses affecting our mind and our sexual character. We break our curses affecting our emotions and our will and our relationship. We break every hex, every jinx, every spell, every spoken curse over our life in the name of Jesus. We break every fetter, every shocker, every chain, every cord, every habit, and every cycle in the name of Jesus that can result in a curse in the name of Jesus. According to Galatians 3:13, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on tonight. And we exercise our faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, and we loose ourselves and our descendants from any and every curse, and we claim forgiveness through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus. All of our sins have been remitted, and we loose ourselves from the curses that came as a result of disobedience and rebellion to the word of God in the name of Jesus. We exercise our faith, and we know that confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, we confess that Abraham's blessings are ours. We are blessed. We are not cursed, but we are blessed. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. We are blessed, and what God has blessed cannot be cursed. We command every spirit of rejection, hurt, bitterness, unforgiveness, bondage, torment, death, destruction, fear, lust, perversion, mind control, witchcraft, poverty, lack, death, confusion, double-mindedness, sickness, infirmity, pain, divorce, separation, strife, contention, depression, sadness, loneliness, self-pity, self-destruction, self-rejection, anger, rage, wrath, anguish, vagabondism, abuse, and addiction to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said come out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight for setting us free from every curse and every spirit that tried to operate in our lives as a result of a curse. In the name of Jesus, I tell you what, I'm so glad about that God sent Jesus, and we don't have to worry about it. God sent Jesus. All we have to do is repent, hallelujah, from any and every sin, hallelujah, and every curse that somebody is trying to bring on us, Lord. I ask you to give it, send it back to them in the name of Jesus, because what you have blessed, cannot be cursed in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God on tonight. I thank God for everyone on this radio broadcast. I thank God for everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. Lord, I ask you to cover them right now. Cover right now, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels, Lord, all around about them to protect them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now, hallelujah, to just open up some doors, Lord. I'm seeing that right now. In the Ikalio Kamada, I heard the word order. I don't know what that means, but I heard him say order. In the name of Jesus, order because in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to protect them right now. In the name of Jesus, I don't know what it's about, Lord, but you do, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, he turned some things around. He turned some things around. Rain right now on them, Lord. Let your anointing, Father, rain on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm ask somebody having some stomach problems. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, and I pray right now for the stomach area. In the name of Jesus, digestive problems. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to touch right now. In the name of Jesus, touch them, Lord. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for children and grandchildren and great-grand on tonight. I'm praying for the babies tonight. Lord, cover each one of them now in the shed blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord, come in your in the name of Jesus, Lord, we hold you up tonight. We hold you up. I hear the Lord say he's going to reveal some things. Somebody needs some clarity. He's going to reveal some things. Hallelujah. He's going to open your eyes up. In the name of Sinyokaba, some things you've been asking God to show you some things. And he's going to show it to you right now. In the name of Jesus, don't be surprised. In the name of in the name of Jesus, he said, your weapons of your warfare is not corner, but mighty through God, putting through the putting down of strongholds, breaking yokes. Hallelujah! 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 He said, he's going to use you. Glory to God. He's going to use you. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Yes, Lord, I think it be so noble. I see it be called in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Let your anointing reign, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm. He said, you have whoever this is I'm speaking with, they still got questions. They have questions. Hallelujah. And he's going to answer them for you. Hallelujah. He said, I'm getting around to it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's going to satisfy your taste. Hallelujah. Whatever this is, it's going to be satisfying to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said promotions come from above. Hallelujah, not beneath. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, be kind of my son. I hear him say shipwreck. It's been a shipwreck. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I keep hearing the same promotions come from above. Hallelujah. And he said for you to just wait. And I'm saying what I hear, because whoever it hits, you know what I'm talking about, what he's talking about. He said just wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to be a time for it. Hallelujah. Just wait. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said that's clarity right there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 He said you all are dealing with something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But you have victory tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, he said somebody is suppressing something. Somebody is trying to hide something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he sees. And he said he sees and he knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I keep hearing this. What comes goes up must come down. I don't know what that means, but what goes up must come down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hear allotment. Allotment. Somebody's going to get an allotment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever that is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. He said, continually to anoint yourselves. Continually to anoint yourself. I don't care how comfortable you feel around people. Keep yourself anointed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And he said, stop trying to defend yourself to people. Don't prove and thin yourself. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. God will do it for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you tonight for everyone that's on our radio broadcast, those that's in radio land. Lord, I just ask you right now to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I'm asking you to send financial blessings, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to send financial blessings, Father. Send financial blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We need your finances, Lord. We need them, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, to do the things that you called us to do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you now, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask you to bless everyone that's a part of the end time, men and women of war, Father. Everyone in radio land, everyone all over the nation, Lord, I ask you to cover tonight. Lord, I thank you for our prayer meeting, and we just give you praise and glory, Father, and we thank you tonight. We just thank you for being together in unity, and we just praising your name and lifting you up. But I thank you for each one that's on the radio broadcast, and we're going to get ready to close out. Lord, thank you for this time. We thank you now. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And I thank you all for being on the radio broadcast as long as you have. God bless you. I love you. And God love you, too. If you need me, give me a call. God bless you. Amen. Good night. Thank you.
Amen.